Go to Infendo.com and join our Discord and ask us a question.
Collecting every coin so you don't have to. Infendo Radio is on now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Infendo Radio, episode number 717. I'm pretty sure, like 90% sure. I'm joined by Brandon and Justin. How are you guys doing here tonight?
Good.
Okay.
Well, okay is better than not okay, I guess. We'll take it for today. We had a little bit of Pokemon news this morning, actually. Thank you, Pokemon Company. There was a... I always want to call it a Pokemon Direct. Everything is basically a Direct to me, but it's a Pokemon Presents. And there was some stuff. A couple of big announcements, I guess. They announced that Pokemon Horizons, the season, the series is coming to Netflix, so like that was part of it. And because of that, there's some stuff. It's not new, but it's like, you know, they announced that it's come in a while ago. It's launching on Netflix on March 7th, and because of that, there was that like Pokemon Go reel where there's like Pikachu in like a sailor hat and stuff like that. So
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, that was you know, an announcement. Hey, I pay attention to Pokemon Go, so I guess I'll be catching those damn Pikachus.
Look, you get all them Captain Hat Pikachus. Go ahead.
And Eevees and everything else.
Treat yourself.
Pokemon Sleep is getting some legendary visitors, I guess. The Johto Hounds, Entei, Sukune, and Raikou is, I think, how you pronounce those names.
Those three legendary guys you see.
Yeah. Moving on, because, no, I mean, come on, Pokemon Sleep, let's go. The thing for me that was really cool about this trailer was Pokemon, the card game. I don't even know if there's I think there was an official name for it, but basically the Pokemon the Trading Card Game Mobile. And yeah, that looked really cool, actually.
Doesn't that already exist?
Maybe.
It's called on the Game Boy, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, I had a Pokemon Trading Card Game app at some point, but I never really used
maybe
it.
Maybe it was so just to catalog what you had? Is it like, was it an active battle online thing? Because that's what this is.
Yeah, it's called...
It's a gacha game!
Exactly, yeah, it's called Trading Card Game Pocket, announced for mobile. It looks like you're going to get, you know, there's going to be booster packs that you open, and you can pay to get more booster packs. They didn't say how much, but they explicitly said that you're going to get two of them for free, you know, implying that you can
get
pay for
one
more.
Pack a day. We're that generous.
I mean, I assume it's probably going to be priced about the same as actual physical cards, just because, you know, if they price it too much more, then nobody's going to buy them, and if they price it too much less, then they're missing out on money.
I'm like waiting for the conversation among card nerds. It's like, man, I hate the loss of physical media. And
oh no, it's coming. You know it is.
It's coming to Magic.
So hey, I'd do that. I actually like
Magic. Now it's an NFT. Gotcha.
So that's gonna be cool. You can play with your friends online. You can trade, of course. So you know that's gonna be cool. I'm kind of bouncing around this article a little bit. It looks like Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is getting some DLC stuff. I hate myself because I bought both Scarlet and Violet and I played probably like 10 hours of it. And it's getting some more stuff that I'm probably never going to experience. I guess it's getting Mighty Venusaur, Mighty Blastoise, Mighty Charizard. There's going to be events scheduled on February 28th, so starting tomorrow for Venusaur, running until the 5th. March 6th through 12th is going to be Blastoise. March 13th through 17th is going to be Charizard. So I guess get your battle hats ready for that. I couldn't care less. I hate myself, but I couldn't.
I've never participated in any of those special events, and I don't even have those Pokemon games, so, but Sure. I do have, like, pretty much all of the other Pokemon games on the Switch. That was the point at which I was like, you know what? I don't need more Pokemon games that I'm never going to finish.
Sure. Yeah. There was, like, a sizzle reel that happened, and I kind of took a little bit of a nap where they talked about, like, Pokemon Masters EX getting more legendary trainers. I couldn't tell you what Pokemon Masters EX is. To be honest, I don't
forget the update to Pokemon Unite. That's yes. Everyone was waiting for that.
Yeah,
I feel like Pokemon Master, isn't that the mobile game?
Yeah, there was like five mobile games, and I didn't know. I was like, there's that many?
Yeah, there's this one called Pokemon Cafe Remix, where the Pokemon were like wearing like chef hats stuff. I'm like, what is this? This is already out? Like,
I could believe it. And like, I just want to note a joke that I had to make watching it. Why is it every Pokemon developer looks like a gym trainer that you'd run into in Pokemon?
Sure.
It's like there's the guy dressed in all black with a simple thing and one pin. There's the guy who looks like the nerdy guy and
right?
the button-up tweed shirt.
It's tie. Always like... There's always, like, some tropey something going on with them. Yeah, totally agree.
There's, like, they all look like villain characters, all of them. Like, yeah.
Right.
Here are terrible animals.
So,
three legendaries for Pokemon Sleep. Come on. Get excited.
I am going to have to give that app a try. I downloaded it when I got my Pokemon Plus Plus or whatever the heck it's called, but I never finished setting it up.
Sure. Well, and
is
you know
it like an Apple Watch? What does it do?
I'll let you know when I get around to it.
Check back in next week, right? Yeah, exactly.
Someday we'll know how people play Pokemon Sleep.
the big announcement, though, and honestly, I'm pretty excited about this one, so I waited for the whole event for this. They announced a new Pokemon Legends game. It's called ZA or Zeta Alpha, or you know,
I read it as Zeta Alpha. Yeah.
So you know, whatever. It's going to be set in Lumos. It's set in Lumos City from XY, and that's really all we know. There, as Brandon was pointing out, kind of pre-show, we didn't really get any gameplay. We didn't really get like much of anything. We did get a fancy looking Game Freak logo like flash at the very end. So I am excited for a Pokemon Legends game tentatively because you know, we'll just kind of see what happens, I guess.
I mean, after our conversation last week, the first game I booted up was Pokemon Legends Arceus, and I still enjoy that game, so you know, if that's the type of game that Game Freak wants to give us, then I will happily take that, because I get more enjoyment out of that than the other ones.
Right. We'll just see what they can do with that franchise, or I guess spinoff of a franchise, as it were. But I guess another bit of that news, as I think Brandon brought up pre-show again, was that they didn't say that it's coming to the Switch. They said that it's what was the exact phrase that they used?
Simultaneous. It was simultaneous release across Switch systems.
Yeah. So a lot of people are taking that as, hey, this is going to be like a, you know, cross release game, kind of like Breath of the Wild was for the Wii U and the Switch. So I don't know. I can see it happening, honestly. Like, a Pokemon game on it would make sense to have like a cross generational release, but I don't know if I'm taking this like one phrase as them announcing that, you know.
I could also imagine it being a saying, hey, Japan and America gets it at the same time. And as Justin said,
Yeah, it could be like when they, you know, would say the 3DS family of systems. You know, it's the,
right.
You know, the Switch OLED, the Switch Lite, you know, just to let everybody know that, hey, if it has Switch in the title, it'll play on this.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are just kind of like reading a lot into this personally, yes. But, you know, like.
We're all so hard up for some Switch 2 over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, there was a Nikkei article out of Japan and pretty much corroborated the report that Switch 2 is going to be delayed. They are saying that we won't see the launch until March 2025 at the earliest. So, So according to this Nikkei report anyways, again, like this is we're in ultra rumorville for Switch, you know, Switch 2 stuff. I kind of like this territory. I remember like Project Cafe before this and you know like it just feels muddy.
I'm going to say that my predictions were wrong because Sony's going to release the PS5 Pro in Christmas and Nintendo's like, "Oh, never mind."
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this.
I still believe it. Do a Christmas this year, but maybe not.
Yeah, I still am I think Justin nailed it like a couple of months ago where he kind of said, yeah, they're just going to do the same thing as that the Switch did. I'm pretty sure the Switch launched in March, you know, I think it was like March 19th or something like that. So yeah,
it totally was.
I think that's a good time to release it too. Cause you're not, there's not like tons of competition at retail. Everybody's trying to get, you know, get it for Christmas or whatever. It gives like the whole summer to kind of get legs and everything, and then by the time the holiday season comes up, most people will probably have it, and then they can start pushing their, you know, their AAA games and stuff like that. Because I mean, figure they released the Switch in March and then Mario Odyssey came out in October. By the time Mario Odyssey came out, a lot of people already had a Switch.
Yeah, it seems like it worked well for them in the past, and if anything, Nintendo is a creature of habit. So I feel like they may just kind of emulate what they've already done, you know?
It is also the end of their fiscal year, so, you know, you get that nice big, you know, that start. Nice big boost right before you close out.
Yeah, totally. That, you know, shareholders love that for sure. Exactly. So, I don't know. I still want to know what Switch 2 is, you know, like, I just want to know, is it just a more powerful Switch? Like, okay, cool. Awesome. Like I'm here for that. But is there a gimmick? Like, I know that there's going to be something, or I hope anyways, I hope that there's something to it. You know what I mean?
Bring it back. Yeah. The 3D screens.
Still hoping for that, you know, switchable VR.
Sure. Yo, but Brandon, I would totally take an OLED 3D screen. Like, how expensive would that be to produce? But I want it. Like, give me that. That'd be so
Virtual
great.
Boy virtual console.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that leads into maybe our last bit of news, which is good transition there, Justin. I don't know if it's necessarily news, but like, hey, if you've got an old 3DS lying around, go dust her off, because there is a Virtual Boy emulator that you can now download for the 3DS if you have a hacked one. And let's be honest, like, I guess who doesn't anymore? Like, come on. Justin.
I haven't hacked mine yet, but this is enticing me.
Yeah, so it's called
Not
Red.
Not mine, somebody else's I have.
It's called Red Viper, and it looks like it's going to bring the Virtual Boy to 3DS, which is perfect because the 3DS can play 3D games, and if you have the XL, that's like almost the best of both worlds, right? Like, hopefully no headaches type of thing. But we'll see after too many games of Virtual Boy Wario Land or something like that, you know? So, yeah.
I might get it. Draw tennis again.
I watched a Good Vibes gaming video of it, and it looks really neat. Like, you can change the color, so, you know, you don't have to play it in all red. You can switch it to just grayscale or, like, Game sure. Boy Green or whatever. I guess the resolution of the 3DS top screen is roughly the same as the resolution of the Virtual Boy.
Interesting.
So there's, like, no distortion or pillar boxing or anything like that. So
why did Nintendo do this?
Yeah, like, right? It was a missed opportunity for Nintendo not to do this themselves years ago. But
I would have bought Virtual Boy games for $10. I probably would have.
And absolutely. I mean, I can play them all on my VR headset, but that's about as cumbersome as pulling out an actual Virtual Boy. So,
sure.
You know, being able to play it actually handheld the way it was meant to be is an exciting... I want it. I need to figure out how to do this. I need to figure out how to install this. I need to figure out how to install and hack and
much easier than you think.
And
much
mod
easier.
A lot of
yeah,
things
it's
now.
So easy on the on it, the 3DS
compared
anymore.
To like how you had to do the Wii. This is piece of cake.
I think you actually just have to go to like the web browser anymore and like go to a URL of thing. So
yeah, no, they have like a site that takes you step by step, and by the end of it, you can just open an FTP server on it. You don't even have to take the card out anymore. You just send
That's
it over
great.
Your network, everything over.
That's actually pretty amazing. That's what the community yeah. has done. That's pretty amazing. No, yeah, this is really, really cool. I've even gone on like some thread, like, I don't know if it was Reddit or somewhere, but somebody was like, you know what? I'm going to try and like develop a Virtual Boy game now that this is out on the 3DS. So,
that
you know, it's like.
That would be exciting. That would be
yeah,
exciting.
I've seen a couple of homebrew Virtual Boy games. They did a homebrew Street Fighter 2 for Virtual Boy a while back.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
And I think somebody is working on a homebrew Virtual Boy Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's
love to
awesome.
See a Virtual Boy Star Fox.
I want
that
people
would be ideal.
Want people way smarter than me to do some cool stuff like that for sure.
I wonder what Red Alarm looks like because that was all wireframe.
Right,
looks basically like it did on the Virtual Boy, but you know,
incomprehensible. Got it.
I know we're going on a tangent here, but I remember when 3DS came out and we were like. Well, are they going to put movies, like 3D movies that you can purchase?
They said
and,
they were going
yeah,
to.
They
remember?
Did
and, like,
for a second.
You could watch a few of them, but yeah, they never officially released any like full-length movies, and I was very disappointed.
I so would have watched a movie on my 3DS XL. I
remember
have.
Early on you could download a trailer for the Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds that was in 3D.
Right.
You could get all sorts of stuff on the 3D. I remember watching an OK Go video on 3D in my 3DS.
Oh, yeah. I have that. All of those things I downloaded and are still installed on my memory card.
Really? Oh, man. They're still there? I thought they, like, cycled out and you'd, like, lose them at some point.
There were two. There was... So early on... You had to like download them from the eShop or whatever, so it's
right.
just store on your card or your internal memory. And then later they had the Nintendo Video app or whatever the
yeah,
heck they
yeah.
called it, where it streamed it, and you had to like go to a McDonald's to download them or something.
Nah, I could get just I just remember watching the hell out of Dinosaur Office Raw.
You're bringing me back to old yesteryear, man. I miss my 3DS sometimes. That was a really,
that
really
was
good
still
console.
The best system. I still say it's the best system.
It was so good, right? Like it was. It had
so
a rocky
good.
Start. Had a really rocky start. You know, for sure. But like Nintendo made good. They made me an ambassador, and I never turned back. You know, so
yeah, I felt special.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Every once
okay.
in a while, I used to boot up the ambassador certificate just so that it would show up in my recently played history for all my friends.
Look.
Why did they do the ambassador? Oh, yeah, because they, like, dropped the price by, like, 80
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, they
dropped
the price
by,
like, 80 bucks in, like, 6 months because it was
yeah, that...
not selling well.
And it worked pretty well for me to get like 8. It was like, oh my God, it was the most giving system in the world for like a year and a half.
Sure.
Like, hey, yeah, do you want to play Excitebike in 3D? Boom, whatever, here you go.
Right.
Four Swords Adventures? Yeah, sure, whatever. Here it is.
Yeah, yeah, they just gave us everything, right? I think Minish Cap was even part of that ambassador program or something like that. It was so
Mario Kart,
like amazing.
Mario Wares, jeez. Did have Mario Kart.
It was pretty incredible. I remember Reggie came out in a video, was pretty like apologetic. He's like, listen, guys, we messed up, but we're going to make good. And hey, it worked for me for sure. So, well, I guess since we're talking about games we used to be playing, let's talk about the games we have been playing. I have actually been playing some new stuff lately. So I'd like to start if that's cool, because frankly, I kind of just started playing Tales of Arise. It just landed on Game Pass, and you know me, I love my Game Pass. I'll download all the free stuff there, and I love Tales games, so it was interesting to see a Tales game show up on Game Pass for me, but hell, I'll take it. I've already played it before on like my PC, but like, you know, like now I can play it on my console. I think I got it on PC like for like $20 or $30 is why I bought it there. But, you know, I just don't like playing games here, you know, like right here. I like to play games in bed or like, you know, whatever else. So now I'm actually kind of enjoying playing this game, although the first like hour is pretty much just like watching an anime episode. So like I moved my dude with an iron mask to like down a street, and then I watched another like 30 minute cutscene, and I got to play
like
one battle
gear game.
Yeah, right. I got to do one battle, and oh yeah, it feels good. It feels just like the old Tales of Symphonia. Like, you know, if you know the Tales games, you know what this is like. It's no different than that. And it's good. Like, the story is anime as hell. I feel like the voice actors are actually really good. I'm here for it, though. I'm ready to like just straight weeb out on something like this. So yeah, I'm gonna tell you how it is in like, I guess, about 80 hours or so. No kidding. But really, that's kind of the bulk of the playing that I've done. I booted up Mario Wonder for like 10 minutes and tried to beat that last level again, and then I turned it off. And then I played Pokemon Go this weekend. I can't remember what the event was. Oh yeah, there was like a I don't even remember. It was like some like anniversary event or something was going on, and I got shinies, and my son got shinies on his account, and my wife didn't get any shinies, and she's mad. And
finally turnabout.
Yeah. See, you know, she's usually the one that gets all the shinies. Actually, she's usually the one that gets the shinies for me too on my account. To be fair, so we did some of that. And, you know, it's just kind of fun to get out and go play and do stuff. The new Pokemon that got released from the raids are weird, man. There's like, it's like a I don't even remember the names of the Pokemon. Palkia or whatever, like the legendaries from Diamond and Pearl, whatever those two are. But now one of them looks like a freaking table. And then the other one has another weird form to it. But the cool thing about them is that you can spend candies, and one of them will, if you spend enough of that, the legendary candies, which if you know anything about Pokemon Go, those candies are very rare. You can increase your catch radius. So like normally your radius is like only so big, right? It'll increase the sphere in which that you can like attract and catch Pokemon, which is actually pretty cool. And it lasts for I think 20 minutes. The other legendary Pokemon has a similar effect where if you have any I think it's like incense, lucky egg, like, you know, any of those like timed things, if you have any of those things going and you spend the candies, it'll stop time so that like your timer will stop on those items, and then you know, you can continue to get the lucky egg stuff and incense stuff until that timer is over. So you can, yeah. So like that could be really cool if you have like a Stardust and a Lucky Egg and like an incense and like, you know, all the different things going at one time. Then you can stack that with the you know, that legendary Pokemon effect and, you know, have it last a little bit longer. So yeah, that was Pokemon Go, which I always say I'm not going to talk about, but here I am talking in the, about it a bunch. And I'll toss it over to Brandon to talk about the games he's been playing, because that's about it for me.
So I pretty much played Blastcore until I got to like the hard level. And then I was like, oh, 4 dump truck levels. No. And so I went and I moved over to Jet Force Gemini, because I was like, why not? It's right there. And I've got the N64 controller out. Why the heck not? So I'm starting to kind of get into it. I find it intensely confusing and misdirected. There's like, it doesn't do a great job at directing you where you need to be going. And sure. I was like, just throw you in rooms with like 5 doors, one of which will end the level. And there's a lot of weird stuff that it does, but I'm slowly getting into the shooting, and it's slowly becoming more fun to me. So that was there, and the non-Nintendo game I've actually booted up recently on urging from friends was Helldivers.
Oh, PC or... I guess you don't have a PS5.
Yeah, PC, PC. I was surprised. It actually does not take a lot to run. It has reasonable running, it has very reasonable specs, and it plays very well. I didn't have any of the server issues. I understand they might have come back. I haven't tried it since then, but the one time I played, it was lots of fun. I was like, when I was told about it, I was like, oh, it's paying some homage to Starship Troopers. I didn't realize how obligatory and straightforward and like this is almost a ripoff. Almost. There are the designs all different, but
I didn't realize that it was that, because there's a bunch of Starship Trooper stuff popping into my feed, and that must be why.
That has to be why. I mean, like, it's so Starship Troopers, you can kill a bug near you, and yes, its claw can come down and kill you.
Wow.
But also, you can also fight Terminators. So it's not exactly like it's, you can do bugs in that. It has a lot of variation in gameplay. It's a good co-op experience. I can see why it's very popular.
Is it also like kind of sort of fascist propaganda?
Yes,
as well
it is.
Okay, cool, great.
They say they're fighting for democracy and freedom all the time. And every so often they'll let slip, manage democracy.
Oh, good, good.
It's like, oh, I see. It's like, and they do the full-on, like, over-the-top propaganda-style things. It's pretty entertaining, and it's very tongue-in-cheek. And there's going to be a bunch of idiots who don't get that it's a joke. As with RoboCop,
of course,
and as with they're like, well, this is super cool, right? Well, there's kind of the underlying undertones of, no, this is terrible. One of the things that happens in the training mission is you finally get your cape. When you get your cape, it's already covered in blood. So, i.e., they're just recycling all this shit.
Sure,
they go through so many people. Like popcorn, but no, it was a good game. It apparently doesn't require too much. I have pretty out of date specs apparently, and it ran awesome, way better than Mortal Kombat 11. and yeah, no, that's what I've been playing. Jet Force Gemini. That is it.
I wish Helldivers would come to Xbox, because I'll play games on my PC, but very rarely, you know.
It's true. It was one of those funny games, because all my PC friends are like, does it play with a controller? Because that's really important to me with a PC game. I have a way better time with a controller.
Definitely.
And they're like, and he said the same thing he always says, which is, I don't recommend it. It's a shooting game. I'm like, it's by Sony. And mouse, it's the only by way. Sony. It's by Sony. It plays great on controller, as it turns out. And I was doing things easier than them.
Right, yeah. I love the PC Master Race. You gotta love it, right? yeah. Okay, well, you've got me interested in Helldivers. I'll say that. Justin, what have you been playing, I guess, then?
So, as I mentioned earlier, I booted up Pokemon Legends Arceus and actually finally made some progress in the story on that, because I had reached a point where, like, there was another story beat, but I didn't have the time to actually sit down and pay attention to the story, so I stopped playing it and then forgot to go back. So I got past that part of it and caught a few new Pokemon and all that, and now I'm probably gonna be playing that on and off for the next few weeks at least. I did just moments ago find my Pokemon Plus Plus.
Nice.
It was dead, of course, so I've got it charging over here, but hopefully at some point I'll be able to try Pokemon Sleep and tell you guys what it actually is.
What do it do?
So for the most part, there's nothing really new that I've been playing. Just kind of the same old Mario and Luigi, Superstar Saga, Grand Theft Auto, mostly San Andreas. I haven't really done much with the Steam Deck because I just haven't had time to, like, really dive in. So, for anybody who hasn't used it, the Steam Deck has two modes. There's a gaming mode, which is basically kind of like a souped-up, you know, Switch or a PS Vita or whatever, you know, all the interface and you know, all that you're kind of used to on a gaming system. And then there's desktop mode, where it basically boots, I want to say Linux?
Yeah, it's Linux.
It might be Unix.
Yeah, I couldn't remember whether it was Linux or Unix. It was one of those. And it's basically just a little handheld desktop computer. So you can do other things with that and install mods and all that. The problem is, it's a pain in the neck, because you're trying to control a computer with a video game controllers. Like, there's a touch screen, so that helps. And you can
plug a keyboard and mouse?
Yeah, you can hook up a keyboard. I've been using a USB keyboard, but I would be surprised if you couldn't hook up a Bluetooth. But it's just so inconvenient to have this thing and be trying to computer with it.
That's true.
But, I mean, supposedly it's really easy to install mods. I've definitely installed several emulators on it. And so, you know, I've gotten a few of those to work, so that's nice. That's one of the main reasons I wanted one, was because you could emulate pretty much anything on it. Still have not gotten the PS2 emulator working well, which kind of sucks, because that was the main draw, was being able to play, you know, PS2 games portably. But I'm still figuring it out. I am not the most tech savvy person when it comes to hacking
here,
and modding and stuff
here.
Like that. So
bring it to my house, play with my dog, and I will.
Yeah, it's a learning process, and it's a slow learning process.
I'll know how to get it working whenever I get one of these things.
Yeah, there you go.
and now, of course, I want to mod my 3DS, so I got to learn how to do that.
Just
now.
That's the easy
over.
One.
We'll have a mod.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Bring your. Did you ever fix your cracked Wii U screen? Bring that over too.
Shit, he's right. I can fix that too.
Wasn't your Wii U screen broken at one point, or did you? I guess I'm
No. I think his Oculus had an annoying scratch in one of the lenses.
I did have. There was the little spot. They basically replaced the headset. For that one, but no, I've never had a problem with my Wii U or the gamepad.
Fair enough.
I still want you to
my
bring
Wii U
over
is,
your
is plugged in now just to make sure that the onboard storage doesn't die on me randomly. I really should boot it up because right before the eShop closed, I went on a spending spree and bought up pretty much anything that I didn't want to miss out on.
Oh, well, it sounds like you've got lots of stuff to mod and do and all the things.
As usual, I've got way more stuff to play than I have time
to
play. You
have two virtual boys that don't work. If you bring them to me, I will give you one working virtual boy.
Yes.
Frankenstein that thing.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, a super scope. Get a super scope, too. We just need all the
things. I have a super scope. I have a super scope and all the accessories.
So he's good. I also do, and I'm slowly building my my library.
I can't play it because I don't have a single CRT, but I have
that's
it.
What
I
that's
have
right.
In the basement.
It
I
looks,
still need to
it
figure
looks
out
good
how
with my cosplay.
Sure.
That is the best purpose of the super scope, because apparently it's intended purpose.
What I really want to sure. do, since I don't have much gaming talk, I may as well talk about my cosplay dreams. I really want to throw together a Super Mario Brothers 1993 movie costume
yes.
where they had the
yes.
jumpsuits and all that. I really want to do that and use the super scope as my, you know, Devo gun like they used in the movie. But
dress as Bowser and
the what was that movie? The Wizard or whatever.
Oh, the Wizard. That was the Super Mario Brothers movie. That's really
oh, you're talking about
scope.
Actually
I'm
the Super Mario Brothers.
I'm talking
movie.
About the Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo. You know,
I don't
the
remember
Super
that
Mario
at
movie.
All.
The Evolution Gun.
I need to go watch that movie again.
It's come. It's,
you can
it's
if you want.
Officially on ultra high definition Blu-ray and various other formats on. I think it's umbrellaentertainment.com or something.
I think you showed me that, and I was like, I don't know if I want it this much.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure I
pre-ordered mine. It should be here soon.
I'm pretty sure I've got it unofficially from other methods somewhere on a hard drive somewhere. So
I have an official DVD and an unofficial HD Blu-ray rip from like Europe or something like that.
Yeah, what the things the that European we do for the weird this, media that we enjoy.
You know, it's funny that Brandon brought up the death of physical media argument, because my counter argument to that is, you know, this is proof that you need physical media because they can stop, you know, releasing this thing and then you'll never be able to do it again. I'm like, that's what hacking and modding and pirating is for. Like,
that's
like,
the
I'm
job
not...
of the preservationists.
Exactly. Right. Like, I'm not, I've said it before. Like, I'm not a proponent of like pirating games that you can go out and buy, but you know, if Nintendo's never going to officially re-release Virtual Boy games, you ain't hurting nobody by emulating them on your 3DS or your VR headset or whatever. Like, the system's not dead.
Like, all those arcade games. All those arcade games.
Oh, yeah. It's MAME.
Yeah. Live in the ether and they only exist in that.
That's it. Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, we may never get a Popeye in the arcade archives, but I can definitely emulate it on my Steam Deck.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I could have spent like 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 bucks on Virtual Boy games, like, easy, when the 3DS was still a thing, you know? But Nintendo just didn't do it. So here I am, gonna go enjoy my free emulator. Thank you, Red Viper. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode this week. I know we're a little short, but hey, we did it. We made it to the end. I think next week we'll have, I'm going to try and, I told myself I was going to do it this week, so maybe I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm going to try and put a little game together again, because that was fun when we did like a Nintentoons or a 20 questions, so we'll see if we can whip something up for everybody next week. But until then, thank you, Justin. Thank you, Brandon. I will see you guys next week. Adios. See you later.
See
bye.
You real soon.
Peace out.
Yeah.